You hear that? We can't afford homes because we're all buying avocado toast.
Absolutely.
That's wonderful. Now I know.
That tracks.
That's where my money's been going.
That makes perfect sense.
Holy crap.
We've figured it out. We've cracked the code.
Let's get to all of our friends here who clearly need to clear the air. We got some good texts coming in this morning. 585-252-9800 is the number to call if you need to get the elephant out of the room. What's up, Diana? I moved into my parents last month because my boyfriend and I broke up. I'm 28 and I'm loving it.
Oh.
No shame in the game when it comes to moving back in with your parents. There, I said it. You, Diana.
You got to do what you got to do, queen.
You don't got to tell me twice.
You got to do what you got
to
do.
I was eating gourmet meals for close to a year.
You really were. You were living lavish. Luxury.
7-course meals every single day.
Yeah, lucky you. Jonathan's here. He says, I have absolutely had it with vow renewals. There, I said it. They're tacky and weird. How many times are you going to get remarried asking for a friend?
I love when people... So I went down a rabbit hole yesterday of Love is Blind, the new season. What is it? What are we, season 7?
Sure.
It's so painful. Everybody's like, oh, you only get married once. But half the people on the show are divorced. We only get one shot at this, right?
Oh, right.
Whatever you say. If you're watching the show, I think the person that bothers me the most on that show is Hannah.
I didn't watch.
Oh,
it.
God, she's judgy.
How many
I would appreciate.
Times can I watch the same people sit in the same pods? I would say the same thing.
I'd really appreciate if you can get caught up. I need somebody to talk about this with. Thank you so much.
Maybe intern Hannah will watch it with you.
Let's go over to Ray. People with BO need to stop pretending they don't smell it. You can use all the Axe body spray in the world, but we can still smell you. Just put on some freaking deodorant. There, I said it. You ever come across somebody that has the worst BO that it starts to get in your mouth? You can taste it.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
In the back of your throat.
Oh dear. Oh dear. This person just wrote, no, I'm panicking. This person just wrote in, to my boyfriend listening on the way to work, just know I got the text message and I know that you cheated, you slime ball. Don't come home tonight if you know what's good for you.
Do we have a name? Do we have a name here?
I'm shook.
Can we,
to my boyfriend listening on the way to work, just know I got the text message. And I know you cheated, you slime ball. Don't come home tonight.
Oh, this is getting good. All right, I'll tell you what. 585-252-9800. If you're the person that wrote that text message, call us. We don't have to put you live on the air.
Or if you're the person who you think it's for.
Yes. Give
hey,
us a
I
call.
Hey, I think that one was for me.
We're going to give you a little something, but we need more of the story, okay? Hey, just hit us up. Hit us up.
Hey, guys, it's Emily. I went to JT last night and my seats got upgraded. It was absolutely amazing. Thank you so much. There, I said it.
You're so welcome. We're glad you had a good time.
She literally was like on stage with JT. I don't know. She sent pics. Mimi here. People who complain that they're broke all the time, but go out to eat every night are stupid. There, I said it.
Stop looking at me. I've never complained about being broke. Stop looking at me. I'm feeling triggered.
Absolutely triggered.
Ray says, no, who's this? Does anyone else enjoy a good cigarette after sex anymore? Or is it just me? I love smoking in bed. And I know it's gross, but I don't care. There, I said it. People still smoke cigarettes in bed?
Oh. No, I'll puke.
Oh, God, there's a lot going on in that sheets.
Ugh, God.
The sex, the smoke, the nicotine.
Not them using the pillowcase as an ashtray. Not the whole place going up in flames. Oh, dear.
I have seen some gross pillows. All those extended stay Americas I used to have to stay at and budget ends.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, what happened to these pillows? I'm sorry, but you have a right.
Disgusting.
You have a right to complain. If you walk into a hotel room and the pillow looks like it's been stuck between some homeless guy's legs for days on end, yeah, you should say something.
Yeah, we're so good. Thank you so much.
Let's go over to Chuck. Big Chuck here. Ban trick-or-treating. Who the hell wants kids ringing their doorbell at all hours of the night for candy? Worst holiday ever. There, I said it. What a Scrooge. Big Chuck. Come on, buddy. For the kids.
Oh my goodness. This person says there's so many fun things to do in Rochester and nobody knows anything about them. Why is that? There, I said it.
That's true.
Well, there's a lot of things going on. Fashion Week of Rochester's this weekend. If you guys are interested in that, I'll be modeling. There's a lot of Halloween related events, trunk or treats happening this upcoming weekend.
Yeah.
Are trunk people or treat. Celebrating Halloween this weekend or next weekend?
No, it's going to be this weekend because Halloween's Thursday night next week. So this weekend is this.
I think
is
some people are doing it next weekend too, though.
Doesn't make any sense. Halloween's over.
It's close, but it's closer. So
yeah, but it's over. So there's a. Mm. It's like when we do the St. Patty's Day parade. We do it the week beforehand. We're not doing it after St. Patrick's Day.
I don't know.
Just trust me on this, okay? All right, who else is here? Michelle says, if you're grossed out by people breastfeeding in public, then you're the problem. There, I said it. If it bothers someone, it seems like it's their problem. Cover your eyes or look away. It's a natural process. And a lot of times, women cannot find a private space to do it. That doesn't bother me.
I don't mean to cut you off, but a lot of people are extremely hateful right now on the text line. This one's from Ronnie. Hey, it's Ronnie. My almost ex-wife is only living with her boyfriend because she doesn't pay rent. There, I said it.
That's what's up.
He will get the hint soon enough.
Yeah, he will.
Everyone's just using this time to call out their spouses or ex-spouses.
And we're loving it. Ronnie, anything we can help with, buddy? You need anything on our end? Let us know.
He's like, yeah, can you go over there for me?
I've been a mom for 2 years now, and I don't enjoy it. There, I said it. Oof. I love my daughter more than anything. But I'm really unhappy being a parent. My life is not what it used to be, and I try so hard to not hold resentment towards her or my husband. There, I said it. A lot of people got a lot they need to say this morning, clearly.
Guys, therapy is also a great choice. Let me drop the link to BetterHelp.com.
585-252-9800. Ronnie, I'm talking to you. Can you give us a call? We'd love to hear more.
I can't believe all these
people. Mine for today is if you walk past someone's meter outside, and you noticed it expired, you have a responsibility to put more money into it. There, I said it. Do the right thing.
No,
help someone. Do the right thing. Help someone out. I do it for people all the time.
You're only saying that because I'm the one putting money in your meter.
No, you did it one time.
I've done it a couple of times.
We were live on the radio.
I've done it a couple of times.
Throw a dime in there. It's no big deal.
It's not a dime anymore, though.
I do it all
it's like
the time.
$5.
No, listen. If you notice it, give them an extra minute or two. That's all. Even if it's an extra 30 seconds, do the right thing.
You're just wasting money at that point.
You have a responsibility.
Absolutely
as
not.
As a citizen of this city.
Could not disagree with you more. Every man for himself. Everyone's looking to screw you. So.
Miles Smith on PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy. Almost 80 degrees for the high today. We will absolutely take that.
We sure will.
Let's talk about 62-year-old Penny Bush for 1 second, who went missing and then was later found dead. Her sister, 53-year-old Jamie Bush, is charged with second-degree murder and tampering with physical evidence after being accused of strangling her own sister in Honeyoy Falls and dumping her body in the Genesee River.
Oh, my God.
That is not sisterly love right there. And the paperwork says the murder happened at Jamie Bush's home on Ontario Street on Tuesday. That was October 8th, between 4:50 and midnight. So the report says Jamie Bush then threw out her sister's 3 cell phones in the trash. I don't know why she has 3 phones. I don't know.
I got 3.
She threw them all out in the same place, right in the trash bin there at the Dunkin' Donuts, just before 6 a.m. the next morning to dispose of any evidence.
I don't think throwing them away in a trash can is going to make them disappear. You have to actually destroy them, but okay.
Yeah, no, we know. You've seen the documentaries. Monroe County Sheriff's deputies began looking for Penny Bush after they did a welfare check on her. No one answered. Say that was the 11th on Friday, October 11th. That was 3 days later. And that's when they found the body in the Genesee River. And the Monroe County Medical Examiner's Office determined it was the body of Penny Bush. Mm-hmm. But you have all these cell phone records. They did the search warrants and video surveillance, and it all led back to the arrest of Jamie Bush, who, by the way, worked at the Honeoye Falls Lima School District, but has since been put on leave. You think Yeah, so she's taking a little hiatus there. She'll be due back in court in the next, I think, next coming days, in the next week, they said. But that's all the info I have on that story for now. But my Lord,
that's
so
cute.
Sad.
That's horrific.
Kill your own sister, put her in the Genesee River. But for what? They're right. Not saying why yet.
I know. Was there like a money thing involved?
Nobody knows just right. yet. That has not been determined, but we'll find out more in the next coming days. Coming up on the show, I don't know whose idea this was, but Breezy brought in her scale and is going to weigh me live on the air coming up next to see if I break the scale or
I'm
not.
Just trying to help you.
I'm feeling extremely vulnerable this morning. But I think it's important to get an accurate reading on if I've lost weight in the last 6 months after weighing in at 215 when I thought I was 180.
Yeah, which is fine. You just thought you were 180.
But that's it. Only 30 pounds heavier than originally thought, but we'll do it coming up next on PXY Mornings.
98 PXY.
Welcome back to the show.
No, it's not Halloween music.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. So, 6 months ago, I shared on the air just how vulnerable I was feeling about my weight. Because during the middle of dinner, my cousin told me I looked fat. And he told me to get up in the middle of eating so he can weigh me. It was traumatizing.
Really bad.
But that's what family's for. So you have to be able to keep it real with one another. Now, I'm sure there's a healthier approach to doing something like this. But that's not my family. That's not how we do things. We just say it like it is.
Very blunt.
So I say to him, I said, Mike, I'm 185 pounds. I know how much I weigh. I know my body. He says, are you sure? I said, I'm positive. I know my body. I step on the scale. 215.
Oh.
I was flabbergasted.
God.
It was jarring to see that number, and immediately I start coming up with excuses. Well, it's not my fault because it's COVID 3 years ago.
Right, right. We lost a couple of years back then.
How the hell am I 30-something pounds heavier than I thought? Had you ever been
over 200?
No. So, it's like, of course I had to do something about it. You know? And it's like my doctor said to me, she said, Moose, you're 40 now. You're not 20, but you're eating like you're 20 and you're drinking like you're 20.
Right.
I said, you're right. I'll do better. So that was about 6 months ago. And Breezy brought her scale in this morning.
I did.
For me to stand on. So we're going to get a gauge.
I want to get an update. Because
on what happened in the last 180 days.
Listen, you've been walking, you've been cutting out a lot of cholesterol from your diet for other health reasons as well. You ran a little bit back in the day.
Back in the day. I ran last week.
Yeah. For sure. And I think, you know, it's honestly nice to not weigh yourself every day. Because then you can see the progress that's been made over this long extended period of time.
I don't weigh myself in general.
Do you have a scale?
I do not.
This is perfect.
I do not. But it's not, to me, it's not about the number. It's how well your clothes fit.
And how do you feel after the shocking realization that you're 30 pounds heavier than you originally thought you were and the changes that you've made?
This is in how much denial I'm actually in, you guys. When I went to the mall last week, I actually tried squeezing into a size 32 waistline.
So you're feeling great. Love that for you.
I wore 32 when I was 22. Okay? This is not... I'm like, yeah, this is... it's all about, you know, being optimistic. All right, bring the scale over.
Okay.
I have to take some of my clothes off, though, because I don't want to be... Every piece of article counts.
I feel like the host of The Biggest Loser. I don't remember her name, but... Here we go.
Who was the host of the big... Hannah, you want to tape this?
All right. Here comes the scale.
All right. Let me get undressed.
Why are you stripping?
Every piece of clothing counts. All right. So I was 215. That was 6 months ago. Let's see if any of my hard work is paid off. Got to take the shoesies off.
I would also take the headphones off.
Hat.
Okay.
Keys are out. Wait, chapstick.
Here we go.
Phone. All right, let's All right, let's see where we're at here. This is the Biggest Loser music, I'm assuming.
Your current weight is.
All right, Breezy's weighing me, and... £16, baby!
Yeah!
That's how we do it!
199.4. Look at that!
I'm back, baby!
Back in the 100s!
Ladies and gentlemen,
how do you feel?
Let this be a lesson to you that muscle weighs more than fat.
You're absolutely crushing it. How do you feel, though, genuinely? That's 16 pounds in 6 months?
I feel 16 pounds lighter.
You've been hustling. You've been grinding, nose to the grindstone, just getting after it.
Did you get that on tape, Hannah? That's what's up.
Yeah.
I just want to be able to prove it.
You're sending it to your cousin.
I got to send it
You're
to
like,
my cousin.
You're like, suck it, Mike. I love it. I love it. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you so
this
much.
This is a huge accomplishment. Huge.
And you know what? When I go to the gym, they have the scale there in the men's locker room. I never step on it. I never step on it. Not to mention, I don't want to do it in front of 40 other guys.
Right. Correct. I'm glad you feel better and you feel lighter and that you weren't weighing yourself. Because like you said, it's not about the number on the scale. It's about how you feel. But it is nice to check in every now and again.
You gotta check in, you guys.
You gotta check
in. So important to check in on one another. All right, so officially 199, down from 215, I said.
Yep.
All right, that's officially 16 pounds. I got another 16 to go, and then I'll be feeling like my college self again. But this calls for a celebration.
We should get breakfast pizza.
We
Salvatore's!
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98 PXY.